Blog Talk Radio.
Bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue.
Oh, 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 oh,
bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon.
Hi, you boys and girls, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party a radio show, the Spirit of America Party book, and this is the voice of one crying in the wilderness, sometimes laughing. Did you see the Congress today reading the Constitution for the first time in a long time? Who knows? Next they might be saying the Pledge of Allegiance. They had a big vote today on cutting their own expenses. And I forget what the total number of congressmen is. It was like 463, 473. But 13 congressmen voted not to cut their expenses. Would you like to know who they are? 13 out of 460 somewhat. 13. They were all Democrats. Guess who tops the list? Ackerman. Clark from New York. Conyers, the guy that wanted to impeach the vice president. Ellison. Filner. Honda. Jackson from Illinois, Lee from California, Hothead Moran from Virginia, Mr. Tough Guy, Payne, Schakowsky, Towns, and Woolsey. Now, guess how many voted to burn the flag 55 days before 9/11? Ackerman, Conyers, Filner, Honda, Jackson, Lee, Moran, Tough Guy, Payne, Schakowsky, and Woolsey. I guess the others are new to Congress. They haven't taken the flag-burning oath yet. But how does that grab you? They didn't want to give up any of their money. Now, 11 voted not to vote, which to me is worse than voting no. If we send you to Congress, we don't expect you not to vote. We expect you to vote. And how many flag burners were there? A guy named Paul, and a guy named Stark, or a girl named Stark, and Waxman, Henry Waxman, the baseball commissioner, investigator. Yeah, Henry Waxman, he's just, every time you turn around, this guy is striking out. But there was a guy on there that surprised me who didn't vote. Guess who he is? Mike Pence. they're the one that they're considering to be a presidential candidate for the Republican Party, and he doesn't vote for a salary cut. Nah, I'm going to pass. Sorry. But the flag burners are the ones we've got to get rid of. Once we get rid of all the flag burners, we'll get our country back. So I sent this out as a blog, and I put a little FB next to the word flag burner, and I described what I meant by flag burner. 17th of July, 2 weeks after the 4th of July in the year of our Lord, 2001, 55 days before Muslims murdered 2,800 New Yorkers plus 200 pro-life babies who the media doesn't count. If you were pregnant, your kid didn't count when they tallied up with the dead. How's that? How's that for a slap in an American face? 135 Viet Congress mice voted to let the American flag burn, as it did on 9/11. Remember? Three firemen had to go find the flag. They took it off a boat in the harbor. They called it freedom of speech when they voted to burn that flag, those rats. 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators, including Mitch McConnell, voted to let Old Glory burn. Did you know that 80% of all flag burners vote to kill full-term kids? American kids. Chuck Heinrich Schumer calls it the settled law. Yeah, that's right. This is a settled law. When the majority commits murder, my friends, murder will be the law of the land. And that rule also applies to treason in season. Isn't it amazing that those who vote to let the flag burn and cut up babies in Democrat chop shops, you know, I say each one of those abortion clinics should be named after a congressman or a senator who voted to kill kids. You know, like they named the schools, Lenin. Yeah, don't get me started. Don't forget that, even though they vote to cut up babies, they won't take a cut in pay. Don't forget these godless Tories endorse a jihad victory mosque at Liberty Plaza, and there they cite freedom of religion. What did Lenin say? We will hang the Americans with the rope they manufacture? No, it's not true anymore because the rope's made in China. Let's reduce our missile capability. Let's hitch a ride to space with Vladimir Rasputin, Obama's biggest ally. Obama entrusted Poland and Czechoslovakia back to the Russians and threw in Georgia and the Ukraine at a discount. If Patton had one bullet in Rasputin and Obama in his sights, who would he shoot first? You lost your country, and you better pray that Congress gets it back. Cut everything in half, especially taxes. Bite the bullet for freedom before they take your guns away, along with your 401k. Hey, Al Bin Gore, how's that global warming coming? Could you imagine if he had beaten Bush? Thank you, God, for the miracle of the dimpled chads. And tonight, we're going to give you a blast from the past. We're going to play the band Star Spangled Banner. I didn't know it was banned. I thought that they meant band, B-A-N-D. But you never hear it anymore. Some kids call it the baseball song. They have no idea. Well, we've got a nice show for you tonight, so I just want to wish everybody, in case you didn't get one, a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holy Day and Lenten greetings. So let's see if we can find the Star Spangled Banner. Here we go, boys. We'll give you memories. Scroll down memory lane. father or your grandfather used to listen to that at 11 o'clock every night on every station. You couldn't get away from it. And in the morning, when all the TV stations used to open up, before they told you the cable was going to be free, because there would be no sponsors, so you had to pay for it. Now you pay for it, and you have to watch the sponsors. They lie. Everybody lies today in America. Nobody tells the truth. In Saudi Arabia, if a businessman wants to bring his product into the country, he is welcome. Let us say the businessman wants to bring in automotive batteries to Saudi. If there is no battery manufacturer in the country, the outsider is more than welcome. However, if a Saudi national is making batteries in Saudi, automatically the outsider must pay an import duty of 20%. The reason being, a Saudi protects a Saudis. Most GCC countries, that's Gulf Cooperating Council countries, offer free trade zones. There, an outsider can import products to sell or manufacture without paying import duties. Not only that, they pay no income taxes for 20 years, and that's negotiable. So when Chuck Schumer calls for a windfall tax on Exxon, who was chased out of New York by Chuck, he chased them to Virginia, all Exxon has to do is call the UAE and say to the sheikhs Maktoum and Zayed, "Hey boys, can Exxon get 100 years and no taxes?" And the answer back will be, "Mish mushkila, no problem." These businessmen are in for the long haul, not the Democrat, a short change. The Chinese are buying gold, are paying with American lost industry dollars. When they have enough gold, they will put their currency, backed by gold, up against the capitalist empty buck. Never can happen? Okay, let's say they start with the euro. Think about it. How did the British manage to stay away from the euro and be part of the European Union? When are we going to start rebuilding a broken America? No country without a superstructured manufacturing program ever won a war. It is time to buy and build back American. Somebody I know and love just went to a Lincoln dealership today, and he was looking at the sticker, and the engine was made in Mexico, and the transmission was made in Japan. And he asked me, he said, "What are we going to do if we need parts for tanks?" We have to wait until the ship comes in. It is time to go back and do it again. Restore the manufacturing cities to their original greatness. It is time to stop abusing the slogan, "Small business is the backbone of America," while the Democrats and Republicans break that backbone. When George Bush said on 9/11, "Either you're with us or you're with the enemy," the media gagged all future thoughts, blocking out resistance to losing. They were the first to announce the war was lost through Harry Reid, the shoe bomber, the communists in California, Boxer and Uday Pelosi. And they destroyed, with the help of the communist-backed EPA and OSHA, Kaiser Steel, whose heavy metal won World War II. Tonight we have pictures of, I don't know if you've seen these pictures, but they're disgusting, of Janet Napoleono disembarking Air Force 2.5. And you know what she's carrying? Two big black oilskin shopping bags. Like she just went on a shopping spree. She went over to Fordham Road. Yeah, oh my God, are we in trouble? And there she is. She promised Israel that no Mexican wetbacks will cross the Jordan River. She checked the airport security at Tel Aviv and came away with a knish recipe. The highlights of the lame duck massacre was Comrade Obama signing the START World War III treaty. The Russians did not sign it immediately. They only signed it a week after the laughter stopped. Meanwhile, back in the real world, the Christians who were born in Bethlehem are touring Catholic churches in the USA. They're selling olive wood crosses to raise enough money to get a grub stake in the USA because they know their days are numbered in the Holy Land. In Africa, black Christian boys are being crucified, nailed to wooden chairs for asking Jesus to forgive the Muslims with hammers. In Egypt, the Coptic Christians who supported the Prophet Mohammed on his rise to power are now being murdered by their Muslim conquerors, worse than in the 7th century. We have no idea the religious genocide that is taking place under the good Muslim, a bad Muslim tactic. In Baghdad, churches are bombed and Christians are left unguarded by the Muslim police 1 hour before the massacre begins. The new rule for Christians in the Middle East should be leave when the police leave. And tonight, the governor of a Pakistani state is shot 9 times by his bodyguards under the orders of a holy man. The governor's crime? He was trying to save a Christian woman sentenced to death for saying Jesus. Did you see her wrapped in a burqa like a fish? These are the same Muslims who stand on the DNA dust of dead Americans demanding freedom of religion for a jihad madrasa called a mosque. Tell me the Danny Pearl story again, mommy. Thank God we live in the USA where military chaplains cannot say Jesus outside the chapel, where Macy's can't say Merry Christ Mass, where a career officer who is not afraid to die only wants to know that his president is an American citizen, wants it confirmed before he goes back to Afghanistan a third time. Well, now that Emir Obama has shut down oil drilling, the balance of jihad tax, a trade deficit, is $92 a barrel. Did you know rubber products have jumped 90% in price? How's the short grocery list coming? Did your real estate take another 20% hit? Did your property taxes come down as fast as they went up? Did you get your 401k back up to par? Or are you not enjoying the 10% increase because you are not on the upside anymore? Well, let me buy the first American round. Give everybody a Brussels Budweiser. Let's waffles all around. Let's go out to the garage and reach for that SK tool in Grandpa's toolbox, made in the USA, owned by the French, and now fini, belly up. Buy GM preferred stock, so if they crash that industry, at least you get paid off first. Sorry, rule change on the fly. Your money goes to the guys who brought the company down. Obama saves a GM, pumps billions into their coffers. 1 year later, GM pays a portion of the loan back. It's a big press day. Everybody's taking kudos. And they paid the loan back from the loan they got. A portion of the loan from the big loan they got. Meanwhile, a Toyota gets fined out of business by the owner of GM. How would you like to be Toyota? You make your Japanese, you make an investment in the United States, you put Americans to work, and the president of the United States says, their gas pedal's stuck, let's find them out of business. You don't think that's not happening? And you know, Toyota pays off. Jesse Jackson made a big stink out of an ad that showed big black lips and white teeth with one of them gold, and he got $8 billion in reparations from Toyota. And who do you think paid for it? Have you bought a Toyota lately? Did you see the little tax on the side? What do you think, Toyota didn't pass it on to you? They have no choice. Somebody steals a coat in Macy's, tomorrow all the coats go up the price of the one coat that was stolen. The taxpayer and the people always pay. Like Leona Helmsley says, only the little people pay taxes. OSHA and the EPA, plus the Sierra Club, have destroyed more business and farmers, usually family farms, with fines, restrictions, and getting in the way of working people. Never once did any of those tax-sucking fraud groups ever offer to help a fellow American. Let them go to China and tell the Mau Maus to stop polluting the air and wait 5 minutes for the body part sales. A new Chinese song, you gotta have heart. Tonight's message, charity begins with a job at home. No welfare, we got a job for you. How many hours do you need? Buy and build, American, we can do. Drill, baby, drill. And to those communists who told you that we can't boycott Citgo because the stations are owned by little people, hey, they can change brands and we can help them to do it. And I hope you're listening, Marathon, because I see you're on a big push. Now's the time to take over all the Citgo stations. I'd like to see Marathon on the East Coast. Marathon American. That's the way to go. And then Cesar Chavez, El Stinko, he can pump his own oil where the sun don't shine. I'll give you another tune and we'll come back. Let's go patriotic.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let the mortal tongues awake, let all that breathe partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Feather, and there's a picture of Ahmadinejad hugging El Stinko, Hugo Chavez, and Hugo Chavez has got his hands around Ahmadinejad. And I think somebody airbrushed a picture of Obama in that picture, because I'll tell you, if this is a true picture, I'm very sick. But Obama is in the picture too. But I think somebody just airbrushed it in. And I entitled it Birds of a Feather, The Vulture, The Capon, and The Mockery Bird. Name three foreigners. And you can see the Chicago mob has taken over the White House. And I made the statement, Obama was nominated by white boys. Was Obama the best possible black candidate to be the first black president? No way, Jose. There were far greater blacks than Obama. Did the white boys pick him because he was not all chocolate? Was he chosen because he was a vanilla fudger? Was he chosen to burn the bridge for other blacks to ascend to the highest office in the land? Will people say when another black is presented for office, no more Obamas? The melting pot is turning into a cooking pot, and we will all be boiled in oil. America, and you know what? I just had a flashback of 9-1-1 and how we all cried as those people died. We cried over 3,000 dead. Wait till you lose a country. Wait till you see the tears that day. America has been dumped into the communist-controlled UN melting pot. The Marine Corps has been singled out for dismantling. The Star-Spangled Banner has been banned from all TV stations, and the only time you hear it now is at baseball games. As a matter of fact, the brainwashed, anti-God and country internationalists with American papers call it the baseball song. Children are bringing vouchers home from communist cucumber schools to be excused from saying the Pledge of Allegiance in and in New York City, the home of Bloomberg, the Bloomberg Jihad Victory Mosque, 50% of students stand for the pledge, and 25% turn their back on the flag during the pledge. And no crushes and no poinsettias are allowed. The U.S. military has been absorbed into NATO. U.S. Air Force planes had American markings removed to bomb Serbs who rescued American pilots from the Nazis in World War II. Spain is communist, Greece leans communist, France trains communists, Ho Chi Minh and Jihad Khomeini's. Italy is communist, the Netherlands is drugged, England is about to be Sharia'd by 3 million Muslims. Wait till you go to the British Museum and see the Magna Sharia. Wait till the Archbishop of Cranberry has to pay the Jizra religious tax. Canada's liberal virus infects the states of Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, Washington State, and Oregon. Only New York and New Jersey are sicker. California can't pay its bills and has a governor who killed a robot and smokes weed. Now he wants to be the first Kennedy Kaiser. New Mexico has a faker who wants to help George Soros make that state the first weed state. He betrayed Hillary and will betray Obama next. When he was Secretary of Energy, listen to this one, man, the strategic oil reserves were only at 65% capacity, and oil was $10 a barrel. He was even a quart low in his own limo. We elect celebrities, too many lawyers, and too many millionaires, the majority of whom are Democrat. Bribes are paid in the form of war chests that never go to war and champagne contributions that are never accounted for. When a senator is caught stealing, like Torch the flag burner Torricelli, his accuser is sent to jail, and he walks into the heavily paid for sunset with $5 million untraceable. When a New York senator who was a lawyer and worth $137 million made in government service is caught taking Hamas money, selling pardons to Hasidim, Puerto Rican terrorists, and financiers of Iran's nuke program, then her brother gets caught delivering $450,000 from the Vignali drug family, she says the magic words, "Why, I had no idea." Her brother is told to take it back, but he's 50 grand short, and Vignali forgives him. It must have been Easter week. When Hanoi John, Jane Fonda Kerry, who has a throne instead of a Senate seat, votes to put a 10% luxury tax on yachts, wiping out the marine industry for 20 years, then commissions his sloop to be built in New Zealand, avoiding high labor costs that could help his constituents. To add frosting on the poor people cake, he hides it in Rhode Island to avoid paying Massachusetts tax. And he probably puts his business card in the church collection. And I heard today Nancy Pelosi, they had her picture going to church, and then she stood up and said she was Italian Catholic. Let me tell you something. If Nancy Pelosi is a Catholic, after voting to burn the flag and kill kids, then Moses was an Apache. When the symbol of American morality is Madonna with the saintly name and the blessed Kardashians, you know America is not only down the drain, but has clogged the sewer. When Gideon Bibles are removed from hotel rooms and Salvation Army kettle bell ringers are given the boot and told to believe in Macy's, you know that you lost your child somewhere between the fourth and fifth grade. By the way, a fifth grader is now qualified for BJ's. It's a big problem in the fifth grade. And I'm not talking about the Price Club. The American family has been scuttled down to a 50% success rate. Two generations now do dope of father and son or mother and daughter. Less than 1% of the nation fights for it. The rest complain about 15 inches of snow or in New York, 911 DNA dust on their windowsills. Fathers drop their families off at church and sit out in the parking lot. Immigrants keep two passports just in case we fall. We are more divided now than before the Civil War, and the politicians want to keep it that way. The more we fight amongst ourselves, the more they can get away with because no one's watching. To sum it up, you lost your country, and you're never getting it back. How's that a global warming coming?
Thank you.
Okay, we have good news. We just discovered Obama's birth certificate. And I'm going to read it to you as it was telefaxed to me. Certificate, certificate, of life birth, LIFEBERF. To who that be concerned, Obama Hussein Baraka was born in Hut 27, Nairobi Hospital, Kenya. He paid the extra 5 dinars to be classified as an American and 2 extra tea bags to be classified as a member of the Royal Family of England. This is not a forgery and is completely true. All future records will be sealed during report cards and stored in the Pribilof Islands with the seals. And it's signed by the head physician and witch doctor, Jomo Kinshasa, also a U.S. citizen, pending appeal. And this certificate has been proofread by Bill O'Reilly, a well-known Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, Voyant, V-O-Y-A-N-T. It also got 5 buenos from Geraldo Rivera, the naked sailor and schooner boy, whatever that means. And here's another seal, the plutonium seal of approval by Vlad the Impaler Rasputin, who runs a missile head start program for 67 communist trainees in the Senate. That was the vote. 67 communists voted to give the Russians missile superiority. And they'll debate you. And because a lot of them are lawyers, they'll win because you can't argue with a lawyer. On the other side, we're going to talk about this guy that ended up in the dumpster. I don't buy it. I don't buy the fact that he's in a dumpster. And there's got to be a whole bunch of covering. This guy has been serving God and country for at least 40 years. He's got a lot of skeletons in his closet for the safety of the nation. And we got to get to the real truth. And this guy is almost the equivalent of Vince Foster. You remember Vince Foster? A Catholic who doesn't believe in suicide killed himself. It's against his religion to kill himself. Okay. So, having said that, I'll give you a quick tune. And then I'm going to read you what somebody said about Sarah Palin. Yeah, no, I don't buy that the guy in the dumpster story. Did you see the size of that dumpster? It would take at least 3 guys to get him in there. 3 guys. You almost have to pass them over your head to get him in the dumpster. 3 tall guys. Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. And you see the guy's delirious. You know, the one thing the Russians are great at is mind-altering drugs. If you refuse to go into the Soviet military, the first thing they do is commit you to an insane asylum. And I have a friend of mine who was in one after he refused to join the military. And I said, how did you survive? He says, they were killing college professors every day. And I said, how do they kill them? He says, they give you a drug that cooks your brain. And I said, well, how about you? How come you didn't die? He said, because I did everything they told me to. He was a good little communist, like you're going to be. Okay, I'm going to give you a tune. I'll cheer you up a little bit. We'll go to somebody that died early from drugs, because very soon I'm going to declare war on drugs. I just got a book that Jimmy from Brooklyn recommended that I get. Very hard to find. You can't get a current printing on it. It's called Red Cocaine. It's by Joseph D. Douglas. It was probably done in the 90s. I got a use 2000. Looks like 2000. Okay, and I got a used copy today. It cost me $55. On the cover it says Red Cocaine: The Drugging of America and the West. It's got a picture of Lenin, a hammer and sickle. And in the hammer part, there's a hypodermic needle. And to the left of the hypodermic needle, in the sickle, is like crack rocks. And so I'm going to be doing that entire book on my show. I'll probably do a chapter a night. In the meantime, I'm going to give you a tune from a guy whose life was cut short by pills.
What? would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Savage is complaining about women on submarines and how they're going to have to give up one torpedo so that women can have a little privacy. And it's not far from the truth. I have a picture of a submarine and a tugboat pulling alongside, and a woman and a lawyer are on the bow of the tugboat, and they're saying, "Seaman Smith, your wife is here with her divorce lawyer." And she'd like you to come out of the torpedo room with Seagal Beverly. I'm paying a tribute to the U.S. Marine Corps tonight. In Chapter 6 of my book, many years ago, I was sent this photo. And it's Marines in a formation. And the formation was taken by a helicopter. And they are spelling out 911, we remember. And they put a little note on the photo. It said, "The proud warriors of Baker Company wanted to do something to pay tribute to our fallen comrades." So since we are part of the only Marine infantry battalion left in Iraq, the one way that we could think of doing that is by taking a picture of Baker Company saying the way we feel. It would be awesome if you could find a way to share this with our fellow countrymen. I was wondering if there was a way to get this in your papers to let the world know that we have not forgotten and are proud to serve our country. Semper Fi. The media hit it, but the Spirit of America resurrected it. It's on the cover of Chapter 6 of my book, The Spirit of America Party, where it will be forever and ever, till paradise is attained. This is a blog from an Alaskan, and he's plugging Sarah Palin. And you know that they've got porn sites nailing Palin, right? They have gone all out, Hollywood and the media, or as I call it, Pornowood and the media, have tried to destroy her. It's like killing a good thing, you know? I think that happened to a guy about 2,000 years ago. They killed a good thing, didn't they? But he came back. Girls, when we were kids, the girls used to say, I used to say, curiosity killed the cat. When they ask you a question they shouldn't get an answer to, and their answer back was, yeah, but satisfaction brought them back. The last 45 of my 66 years, this is the Alaskan fisherman, I spent in a commercial fishing town in Alaska. I understand Alaska politics, but never understood national politics well until this year. Here is the breaking point. Neither side of the Palin controversy gets it. It's not about persona, style, rhetoric. It's about doing things. Even Palin supporters never mention the things that I'm about to mention here. One, Democrats, that's my slogan, that's my term word for Democrats, forget, except when Clinton was in office and then they were Seamancrats. Democrats forget when Palin was the darling of the Democrats, because as soon as Palin took the governor's office away from a fellow Republican and tough SOB Frank Murkowski, oh gee, isn't there a Murkowski that stole back the governor's, the Senate seat? She tore into the Republicans' Corrupt Bastards Club, CBC, and sent them packing. Many of them are now residing in state housing and wearing orange jumpsuits. The Democrats reacted by skipping around the yard, throwing confetti and singing la la la. Well, you know how they are. Name another governor in this country who has done anything similar. With the CBC gone, there are fewer Alaskan politicians to protect the huge giant oil companies here. So she constructed and enacted a new system of splitting the oil profits called ACES. Exxon, the biggest corporation in the world, protested, and Sarah told them, don't let the door hit you in the stern on the way out. They stayed, and Alaska residents went from being merely wealthy to being filthy rich. Of course, the other huge international oil companies meekly fell in line. Again, give me the name of any governor in the country that has done anything similar. I can tell you Obama has killed the Southland and any revenue they might get from oil rigs. He has put more Americans out of work than the Chinese, aided by Americans. Three, the other thing she did when she walked into the governor's office is she got a list of the state's requests for federal funding for projects known as PORC. She went through the list. She took 85% of them and placed them in the When Hell Freezes Over stack. So let locals know that if we need something built, we'll pay for it ourselves. Maybe she figured she could use the money she got from selling the previous governor's jet because it was extravagant. Maybe she could use the money she saved by dismissing the governor's cook, remarking that she could cook for her own family, giving back the state vehicle issued to her, maintaining she already had a car, and dismissing her state-provided security force, never mentioning, I imagine, that she's packing heat herself. I'm still waiting to hear the names of those other governors. Now even, with her much-ridiculed gosh and golly mannerism, she also managed to put together a totally new approach to getting a natural gas pipeline built, which will be the biggest private construction project in the history of North America. No one else could do it, although they tried. And if that doesn't impress you, then you're trying too hard to be unimpressed while watching her do things like this while baking up a batch of brownies with the other hand. For 30 years, Exxon held a lease to do exploratory drilling at a place called Point Thompson. They made excuses the entire time why they couldn't start drilling. In truth, they were holding it like an investment. No governor for 30 years could make them get started. Then she told them she was revoking their lease and kicking them out. They protested and threatened court action. She shrugged and reminded them that she knew the way to the courthouse. Alaska won again. President Obama wants the nation to be on 25% renewable sources for electricity by 2025. Sarah went to the legislature and submitted her plan for Alaska to be 50% renewable by 2025. We're already at 25%. I can give you more specifics about things done as opposed to style and persona. Everyone wants to be cool, sound cool, look cool, but that's just a cover-up. I'm still waiting to hear from liberals the names of other governors who can match what mine has done in 2.5 years. I won't be holding my breath. By the way, she was content to return to Alaska after the national election and go to work, but the haters wouldn't let her. Now these adolescent screeches are obviously not scuba divers, and no one ever told them what happens when you continually jab and pester a barracuda. Without warning, it will turn around, spin around, and tear your face off. You should have known better. You just read the truth about Sarah Palin that sends the media, along with the Democrat Party, into a wild, uncontrolled frenzy to discredit her. I guess they are only interested in skirt chasers, dishonorable, immoral people, liars, womanizers, murderers, and bitter ex-presidents' wives. So you go, girl. I only wish the men in Washington had your guts, determination, honesty, and morals. I rest my case. Only fools listen to the biased media. Now, if you read this, open your eyes. First Lady Michelle Obama's servant list and pay scale. The First Lady requires more than 22 attendants. That's 22 attendants to be exact. Attendant number one makes $172,000. Her name is Susan Scheer. She's the chief of staff. Attendant number two makes $140,000. Her name is Jocelyn Fry. She's the deputy assistant to the president and director of policy and projects for the First Lady. Number three makes $113,000. Desiree Rogers, a special assistant to the president and White House social secretary. Number four, $102,000, Camille Johnston, special assistant to the president and director of communications for the First Lady. Number five, Melissa Winter, special assistant to the president and deputy chief of staff to the First Lady. She makes $100,000. $90,000 goes to David S. Medina, deputy chief of staff to the First Lady. $84,000 goes to Catherine Lelyveld, director and press secretary to the First Lady. $75,000 goes to Frances Starkey, director of scheduling in advance for the First Lady. $70,000 goes to Trooper Sanders, or Sanders Trooper, deputy director of policy and projects for the First Lady. Number 10, $65,000, Erin Bernal, deputy director and deputy social secretary. $64,000 goes to Joe Reinstein, deputy director and deputy social secretary. $62,000 goes to Jennifer Goodman, director of scheduling and events coordinator. $60,000 goes to Alan Fitz, deputy director of advanced and trip director for the First Lady. We're up to number 14 here. $57,000 goes to Dana Lewis, a special assistant. $52,000 goes to Simonte Mustafi, deputy press secretary. $50,000 goes to Kristen Jarvis, assistant for scheduling and traveling aide to the First Lady. $45,000 goes to Tyler Lechenberg. He's director of correspondence. $43,000 goes to Samantha Tubman, another assistant. Sally Armbruster, another assistant. She gets $36,000. $35,000 for Natalie Bookie, staff assistant. $35,000 for Delilah Jackson, a deputy associate director of correspondence. There has never been anyone in the White House at any time who has created such an army of staffers whose sole duties are the facilitation of the First Lady's social life. One wonders why she needs so much help at taxpayer expense, when even Hillary only had three, Jackie Kennedy one, Laura Bush one, and prior to Mamie Eisenhower, social help came from the president's own pocket. This does not include makeup artist Miles Grimes and first hairstylist Johnny Wright, both of whom traveled Air Force One to Europe. Friends, these salaries add up to $6,364,000 for the 4 years of office, and we're in a recession. Well, I guess you can spend wildly when it's not your money. We got 5 minutes left. A bartender will take a giraffe of wine and play Eye of the Tiger. 3 minutes left, and I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Jimmy from Brooklyn. Jimmy from Brooklyn calls, he has a dossier that goes back since Lenin wore knickers. And it's all on the Communist Party and the Communist movement and how they've taken down countries one by one. And if you mention a name to him and they're affiliated with communism, he can give you an hour on their background. But I've asked Jimmy to come on my show, and he won't do it. He only came on once when he got mad because one of the talk show people that was interviewing him cut him off and insulted him, and he was hot when he called me, which he probably regrets to this day. But he told it like it was when he was on the show. And I've tried to get him on the show. But one of the books that Jimmy recommended to me, he says, you got to read this, and it's Red Cocaine. So I got, like I said at the beginning of the show, I got a copy of it. And if you get my book, The Spirit of America Party, I've listed in the order of their importance the chapters that I feel are the most important. And chapter one is Drugs Suck. That is the takedown of America. And beware of people who tell you Europe does it better. Anybody that tells you Europe does it better, stomp them into the ground while singing the Star Spangled Banner. And what was I going to tell you? So I'll be doing that. And, oh, I know what it was. They announced that a major Baptist spokesman is endorsing marijuana and legalizing marijuana. And I said, I support that as long as it's in suppository form and he demonstrates it live on TV. I'll close with a tune, and until we meet again, this is a coming home tune for the troops.
like that.